Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. My goodness, we've got the dream team here at the radio station. It's Lucy Stewart and Dennis Young with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, so you know a big event is coming up. Lucy and Dennis, good to see you.
Thank you.
Good morning,
dream team.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're my dream team.
I guess I can show up often enough to become a dream team.
Yeah. There you go. And speaking of which, we've got such a big, very special event that is coming up later this month as we're now into June. What's going on?
Well, Hike for Hospice, the 10th annual hike. We've been doing this for a long time now.
10 years.
I know. I can't do that.
Yeah, 10th right? anniversary.
Anyway, it is one of our signature events for the year. And what it does is it really helps us to be able to pay the bills, right? I think we've said on other occasions that we get X amount of dollars from the government for hospital care only. It's at 60%. So we need to raise the extra 40% plus the maintenance and stuff. So what this signature event really helps us to do that and keep it throughout the year. So.
And it is coming up for Sunday, June 23rd. And let's remind folks the location for this.
At the Stratford Perth Museum. So if you haven't been out there, they have a beautiful trail at the back of the property called the Tom Orr Trail. And the Orr family hike with us. Sometimes they do it off-site. But yeah, it's a lovely trail. There's lovely green space at the back. There's the stage. So it's just it's a great venue for our event.
And again, it's with the Stratford Perth Museum. And you have sort of options. Of course, you can take part. And we encourage folks to take part in the community event. But you don't necessarily have to be there to be a part of it, if you will.
No. In fact, we have encouraged people ever since COVID, really, to do things on their own. And we've had great response from people sending in pictures, in videos about where they did it. And it's been very unique. One thing about this year is we've really increased the amount of locations for our hike on your site. And, you know, we'd like to kind of focus on the number of nursing homes and stuff, retirement homes.
Sorry. Sure, yeah.
So we have them happening at Anne Hathaway Residence, River Garden, McCarthy Place, Cedarcroft, Spruce Lodge, and Kingsway Lodge in St. Mary's. The residents love this event, so we're really happy to have that many on board this year.
Yeah, what a great idea to get the area retirement homes, nursing homes involved in something like this. What a great idea.
Exactly, and that's some of these are new this year, like Anne Hathaway, McCarthy, I believe Greenwood Court as well as participating. So then this year we just kind of expanded it. Our co-chair, Julie Johnson, just kind of ran with the idea and reached out to them all. And they're all, like, I think River Garden has built it into their activities for the week.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's another way to reach out. The hospice is here for everybody in the community. None of us know when we may need it, but it's here for no cost because of the support of these fundraising events.
It's all about that very special support. So again, we encourage you, though, if you can't be a part of this community event, and can we remind folks how it's going to work for that day?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of activities that will happen at the museum. Of course, you can walk hike the site at your leisure. But we will have some opening remarks. We'll have musical entertainment. We have some games and stuff for kids to kind of take advantage of. We do have music, and we aren't going to confirm it for a little while yet. Yeah. But
and the barbecue lunch.
And the barbecue lunch.
And
I was going to ask. Cake?
Cake. There'll be cake.
Because it's anniversary celebrations, too. It's a 10th anniversary
exactly.
for Hike for Hospice.
In addition to the 10th anniversary of the hospice, it's also the 5th year we've been in operation this month.
Yeah.
So, you know, that in itself is a momentous occasion and stuff, too.
Yeah, okay.
So far, we have 192 participants, which is excellent. We had somewhere around 250 kind of last year. And we hope to raise $110,000, which is, you know, quite substantial. But this community has always come through for us, and we're really blessed to be able to have the type of people in the community who appreciate something that we're all going to go through at some point, right? Mm-hmm. So we're very appreciative.
Yeah, this Hike for Hospice has been such a success, again, for Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. And Lucy, I know you would echo that. Certainly the community support has been there from day one.
It has been. I mean, this, you know, the community helped build the hospice. the hospice is here for the community. And just as Dennis said, they keep stepping up, if I can use that turn of phrase for our hike. Like, they just keep showing up. And the hospice has supported 375 individuals so far on their end-of-life journey. So that's the resident. If you think each one of those has like four or five people in their circle of care, their loved ones, who are also supported mm-hmm. by the team at the hospice.
And we have 39 teams, and a lot of those are actually, not a lot of them, a number of them are actually family members. They pull the team together, and they come every year after year after year. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see them as well.
Yeah, it's meaningful. It's impactful. It's a great community event.
And it's, yeah, it's their chance to remember their loved one, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not just about the hike, because we know that hike around the back of the museum is pretty short.
It is comfortable.
It's about getting together as a community, mm-hmm. as a family, as friends, and remembering that special person. Mm-hmm. So
it's coming up. It is for Sunday, June 23rd at Stratford Perth Museum. How can folks get signed up? It's not too late. What's the best way to get signed up?
So visit rotaryhospice.ca. That's our website, and follow the links to Hike for Hospice.
All right. And of course, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Lucy Stewart and Dennis Young. Dennis, any final thoughts, or just we'll see you out and get signed up?
We've appreciated you doing this all these years with us and stuff, too. I think we have one more interview coming up in a few weeks. So we just wanted to thank you guys for doing the work that you do here, too.
No, it's our pleasure. Lucy?
Should we put one little plug in for your former host here? Eddie Matthews is MC of the event.
There you go. There you go. Again, it is Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, 10th annual one for Hike for Hospice. Again, Sunday, June 23rd, all happening at Stratford Perth Museum. We'll share all the links and details. Lucy Stewart and Dennis Young, thank you so much. We'll chat again soon, and we wish you a great, great, successful Hike for Hospice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.